Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 77 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
An Olive Hill man appeared in court Monday for murder charges.
A Fayette County coroner is accused of sexual harassment.
A Moorhead restaurant is preparing to feed the former vice president.
A murder trial in Lexington is ongoing.
A new report says Matt Bevin is one of the least popular governors in the nation.
In sports, Rowan faces Fleming in the volleyball championship tonight in Moorhead.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 90% chance of rain tonight with a low around 64 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Matthew Kelly had his first day in court on Monday in the shooting death of his grandfather-in-law, 81-year-old Bradley Duncan of Olive Hill. 28-year-old Kelly appeared before Judge Rupert Wilhoit, who admonished Kelly for laughing as he was brought forward. Kelly is charged with a murder, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday at 2 p.m. Kelly was arrested by Kentucky State Police on Sunday following a call received in the early morning hours. Police responded to the call at a residence on Rocky Lane near the Grand community, where the investigation revealed that Duncan was shot following a verbal altercation with Kelly in Duncan's home. Carter County Coroner William Waddell pronounced Duncan dead at the scene. The investigation is open and ongoing.
A former Fayette County deputy coroner filed a lawsuit against the current coroner. The lawsuit involves alleged sexual harassment from coroner Gary Ginn. Melissa Neal alleges that Ginn made inappropriate comments about cadavers, said sexual things about television reporters, and that Ginn touched himself sexually in front of her. According to LEX 18, Neal worked at the coroner's office from 2015 through 2017. The civil suit is filed against Ginn and the Lexington Fayette Urban County government. Ginn is running for re-election against Larry Owens in the general elections on November 6th of this year. Ginn has asked for the complaint to be dismissed entirely.
A fire in Powell County has destroyed a home. According to WKYT, the fire was reported last night around 4 p.m. after someone saw smoke coming from the home on Hardwicks Creek Road. The Clay City Fire Department responded to the fire. Crews from Powell County, Stanton, Hargett, Estill County, and Clay County were also on the scene. No one was home during that fire, but the family did lose two dogs that were inside the residence.
A Laurel County woman is behind bars after complaints from her neighbors. WKYT reports when police arrived at the residence of 21-year-old Jamie Zimmerman, they found her three children in poor living conditions. Officers say they also discovered melatonin was being used on her 2-year-old and 4-year-old to put them to sleep. Officer Gilbert Acciardo says this is a serious offense.
There's all kinds of health effects. This was a dosage meant for an adult, and she was giving it for children, apparently just to put them to sleep as quick as she could.
Zimmerman is facing 3 counts of second-degree wanton endangerment.
Opening statements and witness testimonies began Tuesday in the murder trial of 40-year-old Chazere Taylor, who is accused of murdering 15-year-old Trinity Gay. According to WKYT, Taylor is charged with wanton endangerment and murder. Anita Franklin attended the trial on Tuesday. She says as a mother who lost her child due to gun violence, she knows the process too well.
Put the guns down. You're taking innocent lives. You got to wake up. We got to do something about it and hold people accountable for their actions.
Three other men, DeMarco Taylor, Lamonte Williams, and Devonta Middlebrook, are charged with wanton endangerment for their involvement in the incident.
Lexingtonians are remembering local radio personality and artist Shay Baker, who took her own life Monday. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Baker, who was also known by her on-air name Shay Maddox, is being praised by family, friends, and colleagues as a beloved talent who will be sorely missed. The Lexington Herald-Leader reports her brother, Bill Baker, confirmed the one-time midday DJ for Classic Rock 92.1 died from suicide. Leader music critic Walter Tunis wrote that he had difficulty describing his sadness on hearing the news adding that he hoped Baker was at peace and will, quote, somehow realize there are folks you left behind that truly cared about you. Baker was 44. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Water issues are once again affecting thousands of people in Martin County. A town hall meeting to discuss the issue was held Tuesday by the County Water Board. According to WYMT, the community has been without water for about 6 days, and some businesses were forced to shut down. Barbie Ann Maynard, an organizer from the Martin County Concerned Citizen Group, says she wants everyone to know what's happening with the community.
Let's let everybody know what shape we're all in. We're in this together. Let us know. Let us have a voice and figure out what we want to do about this. This is a public utility.
Organizers hoped the meeting would put community members at ease despite frustration and uncertainty.
Pop's Southern Style Barbecue in Morehead is preparing for a major event as Joe Biden makes his way to Bath County High School this Friday. The restaurant will be frying up 600 pounds of fish for the occasion. According to WKYT, owner Adam Ferguson said a friend had asked him to bid for the job without even knowing who he'd be cooking for.
And then I seen on the news that I was cooking for the Vice President of the United States, so I was kind of surprised.
Space is limited due to the Bath County High School gymnasium only being able to handle around 2,500 to 2,700 people. Bath County High School doors will open at noon.
Kentucky gas prices are much higher than usual for this time of year. AAA reports that Kentucky had the second highest increase in gas prices in the nation as compared to last week. The organization says the hike may be caused by the high price of crude oil and refinery maintenance. Hurricanes could also be the reason, as the threat of a hurricane can increase both regional and local gas pricing. This was seen when the Gulf Coast infrastructure was in the path of the Hurricane Harvey last year. According to WKYT, AAA does not expect Hurricane Michael to damage pipelines or refineries.
A report by the Administrative Office of the Courts shows that African Americans represent about 11% of Kentucky youth, but account for nearly a quarter of formal complaints. Lawmakers on the interim Joint Judiciary Committee in Frankfort heard the update last week on what's known as disproportionate minority contact. Pastor Edward Palmer, who chairs the Subcommittee for Equity and Justice for All Youth, said he spent a year embedded with Louisville Metro Police.
One of the things that they consistently said is that the policing lens is different in predominantly Caucasian affluent areas versus the inner city, poverty, and minority communities. The lens in which they police those communities are different.
Republican Senator Whitney Westerfield, who is also running for attorney general, has highlighted the issue in previous legislation. The lawmaker says he plans to reintroduce legislation in 2019 to study the reasons behind disproportionate minority contact with law enforcement in the state.
According to a new ranking, Governor Matt Bevin remains one of the least liked chief executives in the nation. According to LAX 18, the report conducted by Morning Consult was released today and ranks the top leaders in all 50 states. Bevin ranked fourth in the dislike rating with 50% disapproval of his work and 30% approving. Morning Consult says Bevin's popularity has not recovered from its 25-point drop in the summer following teacher protest in response to his pension and budget policies.
Kentucky's Secretary of State made a stop in Morehead today to promote the second annual Commonwealth of Kentucky Bowl. Allison Lundergan Grimes appeared alongside local officials and members of the Kentucky Association of Food Banks at the God's Pantry Food Bank Warehouse. The bowl is a competition between county offices to collect funds and non-perishable food items for the KAFB. Grimes says her efforts towards hunger relief are not a new thing.
My focus on hunger began when I was a young girl. Literally, had to sit on a step stool to help serve at Thanksgiving time, a line that to this day, 30 years later, three decades, Thanksgiving time at Salvation Army in Lexington, Kentucky, continues to be ever present and growing.
Last year's Commonwealth of Kentucky Bowl raised over 200,000 meals, assisting over 2,300 families. To learn how to participate, go online to kafb.org/Commonwealth Bowl.
Registered voters in Rowan County can begin absentee voting today. A voting machine has been set up in the Rowan County Clerk's Office for people who will be out of the county on November 6th, which is Election Day in the Commonwealth. County Clerk Kim Davis says there are lots of reasons that residents might want to cast a vote early.
If you're going to be in the county during any of the hours that we're open, we will have a machine that will be set up and ready to start voting on. Anybody that due to age, disability, or illness can come in and vote on the machine. Used to, you could only get a paper ballot that way, but they have changed that now that you can actually come in the office and vote on the machine.
Rowan residents will be voting for all county offices, Moorhead and Lakeview Heights city offices, U.S. Representative, Judge of the Court of Appeals, and District Judge this election day.
Moorhead City Council voted to officially accept a local group which will promote and maintain Rodburn Hollow Park. Debbie Howes, chairperson of Friends of Rodburn Hollow Park, spoke to the council Monday night. She says the group already has a project in the works.
We are going to have an environmental day camp. We are in collaboration with several groups to make that happen. The Extension Office, 4-H Extension Office, the Rec Department, Rowan County Schools, and the Kentucky State Division of Forestry.
Howes says the educational camp will take place on October 16th, 18th, and the 19th.
A fundraising event by the American Heart Association will be taking over Central Park in Ashland on Saturday. The AHA's Heart Chase event begins at 9 a.m. and has teams between 2 and 5 members competing in events similar to ones from the show Minute to Win It. Sarah Bolliard is the executive director of the American Heart Association for Ashland and West Virginia. She says they're aiming to raise $20,000 to combat the country's biggest killer.
Heart disease is the number one killer of all Americans. Stroke is the number 5. So 1 in 3 women die from heart disease every year. So it's imperative that we are able to raise life-saving funds to further research and education in our communities.
Participants can register online or when they arrive at the event on Saturday.
Taking a look at your weather forecast for the week. Tonight, a 90% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m., lows around 64. Tomorrow, a 90% chance of showers, mainly before 2 p.m., temperatures falling to around 63 by noon. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 43. Friday, sunny with a high near 56. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44 degrees. Currently, it's 77 degrees in Moorhead.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead State University is celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with a series of events. WMKY's Naya Andueza has more.
The Latino Student Union and the Eagle Diversity Education Center teamed up to raise awareness and education of Hispanic Heritage Month. Through October 15th, these organizations have planned many activities and events to help the university become more familiar with Latin culture. Minority Academic Service Coordinator Corey Clark explains the importance of this month.
In a program for the campus community to come out and to celebrate Hispanic heritage and do some education as well, but really just kind of, like I said, to really celebrate Hispanic heritage. And the fiesta, something like I said, is new this year, but I would like to continue for years to come as we continue to kind of embrace this population of students on our campus.
This is an annual celebration. However, a new event has added this year. Hispanic Heritage Month will be ending on a high note with a fiesta on October 15th at 6 p.m. and is open to the campus community.
Kind of close out Hispanic Heritage Month with the fiesta and celebrating Hispanic, Latino culture. And we're going to have some food, music, and a program for the campus community to come out and to celebrate Hispanic heritage.
Diverse events are, according to Corey Clark, the best way to learn to communicate with students and faculty of different backgrounds around campus.
Diverse programs on campus to educate the campus community and find a way for students to interact with different people, different faculty, staff, and events like such provide us with opportunities for students to mix and mingle with one another from different backgrounds, but also be educated while doing something fun.
Clark says at Morehead State University, the campus mindset is all about the students. Even with the 1.9% of Hispanics in the university population, the Eagle Diversity Education Center makes sure every student of any background feels right at home with fun and educational celebrations of their culture. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Naya Andueza.
It's 4:45 and 77 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Wednesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Morehead, a trail town community in eastern Kentucky located near I-64 within the Daniel Boone National Forest. Home to Morehead State University, Morehead Conference Center, and St. Clair Healthcare, the City of Morehead supports community livability, economic prosperity, educational enrichment, cultural outreach, and recreational engagement. The City of Morehead can be reached at 606-784-8505, Facebook, and online at morehead-ky.gov. It's championship time for the Round County Vikings. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Rowan County Senior Soccer Vikings are gearing up to take on Fleming County tonight in the 61st District Championship game. Fleming County beat Bath County last night 6-1 at home in first round action. Rowan coach Max Hammond says that though Fleming has improved over the year, if Rowan brings their A game, they should make a good go of it.
It's a district game, so I mean, we got to be ready for postseason play. You know, we played on the first game of the season, and I think they've improved since then. So, you know, we've got to be ready and playing our game. You know, if we cannot play our game, it'll be tough to stop us. Their programs have definitely improved this year and taken a step forward.
Rowan is now 19-1 on the season. They have scored an average of 4.6 points a game. Tonight's game starts at 8 p.m. in Fleming County. The Rowan County Girls Soccer Vikings will face off with Bath County Thursday night for the 61st District Championship game. The Lady Vikings swept Menifee 10-0 in the first round action of the tournament. The Lady Cats beat Fleming 3-1. Rowan coach Alan Evans says they are prepared for a tough matchup.
Bath County, they have a high-powered striker. I think she passed 100 goals this season, and so she's pretty tough to handle.
Thursday night's matchup is set for 6 p.m. in Fleming County. Another regional girls soccer action, Ashland Blazer will face Russell in the 63rd District Championship at 6 p.m. East and West Carter will meet tomorrow for the 62nd District Championship at Morgan County. That game will also be set for 6 p.m. Morehead State soccer senior forward Danny Wilson was voted OVC Offensive Player of the Week on Tuesday. The award comes after Wilson netted 3 goals in the week. The Elizabethton native scored twice on October 2nd at East Kentucky and helped lead a 3-goal comeback that saw the Eagles fall short in double overtime. On Sunday, Wilson made sure Morehead State needed no comeback effort as she found the back of the net in the 5th minute to propel her squad to a 1-0 victory over OVC foe Austin Peay. Coach Warren Lipka says Wilson's leadership on the field is great.
Her energy level is incredible. I mean, you saw her block that ball, block another one, and get us a corner kick on us. That's exactly what we said on the bench. That's the energy we need from everybody all the time. And when we do that, we're a pretty good team.
Morehead State returns to action Friday as they play host to Tennessee Tech at 6 p.m. The Rowan volleyball team will host Fleming County tonight for the 61st District Volleyball Championship. The Lady Vikings swept Bath County in the tournament opener on Monday, 3-0. The Lady Panthers beat Menifee on Monday also, 3-0. Rowan coach Steve Walters says his team has defeated Fleming 3 times in the regular season.
In the seeding match at their place, we won. And then they came back here and played us in just like a regular game. And then we ended up, I think it was the Thoroughbred Smash, we ended up playing them and beat them down there.
Game time tonight is set for 7:30 at the Rowan County Senior High School Gymnasium. In other regional volleyball action this week, Russell and Lewis County face off for the 63rd District Championship tomorrow at 6 p.m. The Morehead State University volleyball team returns to action this evening. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
Coming off the team's first sweep of the Nashville leg of the schedule, Morehead State Volleyball returns home for a midweek matchup with Ohio Valley Conference foe UT Martin. The Eagles enter tonight's match coming off a pair of sweeps over Belmont and Tennessee State, while the Skyhawks enter off a pair of 3-1 defeats versus Southeast Missouri and Jacksonville State. The midweek contest kicks off a two-game homestand for Morehead State, matches that mark the only two home matches for the Eagles in the month of October. The match, sponsored by the Morehead State Student Government Association, features a drawstring backpack giveaway for the first 100 students in attendance. Live video of the match will be available on the OVC Digital Network, while live stats will be available through MSUEagles.com. First service set for 6 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
The Rowan County football team will host Johnson Central on Friday night for the team's last home game of the season. The Vikings are 5-3 on the season, coming off a big win over Boyd County last week at home. Johnson Central is 6-1 on the season, coming off a 51-0 win over Greenup at home last week. Rowan coach Kelly Ford says his team has looked at film to find a weakness inside the Eagles' defense.
They're number two in the state for a reason, and it's a good challenge for us. I always say, and we make the joke, that we play in the high school SEC when we come in our district. It's a tough district to play in, and it gives up opportunity and our kids a chance to play. And hopefully, Friday night can be a given for us, so hopefully we can come in and it's going to be senior night and a very exciting night for us.
Game time with Johnson Central Friday is set for 7:30. Morehead State's football team hits the road this weekend to face off with Davidson. MSU leads the all-time series 13-6, dating back to the first meeting in 1999. The Eagles ride a six-game winning streak over the Cats into Saturday's contest. Eagle coach Rob Tenier says this year's team is even better looking than last season, even with a 1-4 record.
The problem is when you're 0-2 and you're 1-4, and just the body language and the confidence that you've got to keep your guys invested, and it's really difficult. That's the most difficult thing. We got to find a way to put it all together.
Davidson is 5-1 on their season going into Saturday's matchup. Kickoff from Stephen B. Smith Field is slated for 1 p.m. And lastly in sports, coming off a win over the Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals must now prepare to face longtime rival Pittsburgh. The Bengals currently lead the AFC North at 4-1 on the season, with the Steelers coming into the season at 2-2-1. Cincy cornerback Dre Kirkpatrick tells Bengals.com things can get heated against the Steel City team, but his guys need to keep a cool head if they want to hang on to their ranking.
We got to be focused, man. We can't have any dumb penalties, any outbursts, is anything like that. We got to stay focused, man. I feel like we're gonna definitely work hard this week because it's Pittsburgh. Everybody gonna be hyped up, ramped up. Practice gonna be ramped up, but so far it's just been calm around here. Guys ain't, it's just another game, man. I feel like we got the tools to do special things around here, and they just another team in the way for real.
Game time at Paul Brown Stadium is Sunday at 1:00. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at MSUEagles.com. Soccer is in action this week for their last two home games of the season, hosting Tennessee Tech Friday night at 6 and Jacksonville State at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Volleyball is also in action, hosting Southeast Missouri at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at MSUEagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. It was a bloodbath on Wall Street as stocks sank as a steep decline in tech shares and worries of rapidly rising rates sent Wall Street on pace for its worst day in 8 months. And at the close, the Dow Industrials had a loss of 831.83, or 3.15%, finishing at 25,598.74, The S&P 500 was down 94.66 at 2785.68, and the NASDAQ Composite was the worst performer of the major indices, finishing with a loss of 316 points or 4.08%, and the NASDAQ finished at 7422.05. Big Tech was under pressure today as the so-called FANG stocks were all very weak today. Shares of Amazon finished down 6.2%, while Netflix slid 8.4%. Facebook and Apple both fell more than 4%. And, of course, technology has been key to the market's rise over the last several years, and certainly people pivoting out of these stocks and also worries about higher interest rates are certainly having an effect on the overall market. The Dow has now dropped four of the last five sessions. In the commodities markets, oil was under pressure along with stocks, with crude oil finishing down 2.8% at $72.83 a barrel. Gold was up 0.5%, as it was considered a safe haven today, finishing at $1,197.10 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were weak today, as the Stock 600 index finished down 1.6%. In Asia, interestingly enough, stocks were up today, not a whole lot. The Nikkei and the Shanghai Composite both finished with gains of 0.2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, not a single stock was in the black today. Your worst performers in the Dow were Nike and Microsoft. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Perrigo and Dollar Tree, while the worst performers were Tiffany and Twitter. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 265 at 77.08, CSX down $5.05 at 69.56, AK Steel down 22 cents at 4.58, Marathon Petroleum down 294 at 80.82, AEP down 33 cents at 72.72, and Kroger was down 21 cents, finishing at 27.71. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional treats and confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, other Kentucky-made specialty items, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Facebook and online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Taking another look at your local weather forecast. Tonight, a 90% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow, a 90% chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m. Temperature falling to around 63 degrees by noon. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 43. Friday, sunny with a high near 56 degrees. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44 degrees. Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 58. Current temperatures in your listening area are 78 degrees in Flemingsburg, 78 degrees in Maysville, 72 degrees in Ashland, 73 degrees in Grayson, 78 degrees in Inez, 80 degrees in Mount Sterling, 81 degrees in Lexington, and 78 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, celebrate Halloween as the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling presents Howl at the Moon 2 on Friday, October 12th. Free family fun begins at 5 p.m., pumpkin carving, Sleepy Hollow Story Slam, and music by the Bedford Band and Christopher Lee Bentley. Admission is free, a beer garden and refreshments are available for purchase.
Morehead Chapter Order of the Eastern Star is hosting a spaghetti supper and silent auction on Friday, October 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Morehead Masonic Lodge located on West Main Street. Tickets are $5 and free for children under the age of 5. Ticket dinner includes spaghetti, salad, bread, dessert, and drink. A vegetarian option will also be available. Tickets may be purchased at the door.
Doves of the Gateway is hosting a 25th anniversary gala at the Morehead Conference Center on Saturday. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. with drinks and refreshments, followed by dinner and award ceremony at 7 p.m. Individual tickets are $50 and table sponsorships are available. For tickets and more information, the phone number is 784-6880.
The Morehead Chapter of the Experimental Aircraft Association will host a Young Eagles flight rally from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 13th. The program will take place at the Morehead Round County Regional Airport. The airplane ride will be provided to children ages 8 to 17. Participants must be accompanied by a parent or guardian with a waiver form signed at registration.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Chanasty Davis, Kenzie Thompson, Logan Pemberton, Brian Courtney, Haley Stidham, Peyton Stewart, Jack Caudill, Jacob Lindberg, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Naya Endweza. Just a quick note, the WMKY Newsroom will be on our fall break for the rest of this week. We'll still have national news from NPR, and we'll see you back on Monday. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and Translator W202BHNINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org.